欸，凯莉你怀孕还要办秀到底干嘛？
哎，我非常后悔，但是因为人是我找的，我没有人负责所以我这次就是跟游天蚕还有不知火也会跟我一起演，然后我会演怀孕的笑话吧。
怀孕的笑话，
其实我现在我觉得好难写，因为每天都觉得好不舒服、但是没有关系。
那天蚕呢？天蚕你这次想要走什么路线？
一样走神经放飞自我台女路线，我忠实本我这样子，
對對對對，就是个台中妹子路线，哦、台中
横冲直撞，
横冲直撞，这很有台中风格。
对对对 对。
那火姐呢？不知火你要讲什么类型、
我就是会把我的人生智慧来教导大家，然后让大家知道怎么度过更年期。
OK 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 OK。
5月17、18在台北微风，6月7号在台中，6月8号在台南哦，欢迎来支持我们。哦，还有第七人，
还有第七人，
哦、对对，还有第七人，还有第七人。
Welcome to Catching Up, where we catch you up with the latest news, hot gossip, and what's happening in our lives. This is Peggy.
This is Ken.
This is Kylie.
Yay! It's been a long time since we last recorded.
Oh my god!
Peggy, do you know the last episode we recorded with Benji? We could not air that episode.
Why?
Because
it wasn't air.
He begged us not to air it.
Because he got a girlfriend now.
Can we say that here?
I don't know. I don't care. He made us to pull that episode. So I'm going to say that he got a girlfriend.
No, it wasn't. I think we got 2 episodes with him that day.
Yeah.
And then the first one was on. And the second one, he kind of begged us not to air it.
Oh.
And he kind of assumed us decided not to air it. He said, oh, thank you, not airing. I said, no, we're airing it next week. He was like, could you please not do it? I was like, because you said something really stupid that day, right? He was like, yeah.
No, stop!
Oh, stop! No, no. I mean, we respect his decision.
Please beep that, Hazel. Please beep whatever. Maybe just.
It's okay. It's okay. He's
anyway,
our friend, so we forgive him for this time. But he has to make it up for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's up with you? It's been like what, 2 months since we last spoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, what have you been up to? Like, I saw you traveling everywhere, man.
I know.
No, you guys are traveling, not me.
No, we're working.
We're working.
You're traveling.
Come on.
I was in Bangkok and Phuket.
Yeah.
What is Phuket?
Phuket island.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
How was Phuket? I have never been. Well, I haven't been to Thailand, but how was Phuket? I heard it's beautiful.
It is.
But
well, this time we were just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we smoked. And then we went partying on. They have this street with a lot of pole dancing girls on both sides of the road. And then it was actually just something that we totally didn't plan. So we saw this. Normally, all of them are just on the street that you can just see or, you know, they don't mind you taking pictures or whatever. But there was this place that was all dark and it says, I forgot the name of it. And then I look at my boyfriend and I said, do you want to go in and see what's up in there? And then he was like, okay. And as we walked in, before we walked up the stairs.
No, it was fine.
I think it was okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But just before we walked in, before we walked up the stairs, the guard stopped us and said, put your phones away. Once we see you take out your phone, that will be 5,000 fine.
Okay.
And we're like, okay.
Okay.
Then
it's very
VIP
or something.
Yes, it got us more excited to see what's in there. And so as soon as we walked in, the first thing I saw was those 2 huge boobs hanging out there. Pretty much everybody was naked in there.
Okay. Even the guests?
Male or female?
No, not the guests.
Oh, just
the performers.
Female dancers.
Female dancers. And all the guys in there, I don't like to say this, but they're just a whole bunch of...
horny?
No, fat losers that you can tell.
Oh my God.
No, all look greasy and like, I don't know. But
you two were too pretty to be there?
No, that's...
You guys stood out.
Did they come and ask you, say, how come you're fully
dressed?
There
were just so many things. There were so many things happened at every corner.
Okay.
So as we're sitting there, that was my first time in, would you even call that a
strip club?
Yeah. I don't know if you count that as a strip club.
Just a lot of naked girl dancing, I suppose.
Yeah, but that was just not dancing because there was this another girl that looks tougher.
Okay.
And so my boyfriend told me that should be the pimp.
Oh,
and so
the mama-san.
Yes, you could tell that she was walking around, tried to talk to the guy and got them. to the corner, and then we can peek. There was a little curtain, but you can still see ass, and then the girls.
Oh, so they were having
like facing down.
Oral sex.
I think that was, yeah, they were doing blowjobs. Or I meant like, if you want more, you can offer more.
Did you ask your boyfriend if he want to try?
No,
you're talking
of
about.
Of course not.
Because you were the one who was curious to say, hey, go in and check out what's behind the curtain.
No, we could see.
Oh, wow.
And then you can see that one guy walked out and then the other guy walked in with another girl.
Yo.
And then that is not it. And then on the other side of it, there were a few girls with only one guy. And then one girl just started to lie down. Uh-huh. And the guy was just fingering her.
Oh,
you
right,
saw that?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
was
wow.
that all behind the curtain?
No. That was just on the couch.
What?
Oh, wow.
Not out in the public. Yeah, in the common area,
everybody
right?
could see it, yeah.
Oh, that's
But was that guy a performer or a customer?
No, he was a customer, but our guess is he had something. He took out something illegal that all the girls wanted, so they all walked up to him, and they're all...
Oh,
snorting.
Yeah. Oh wow.
They were beating
a snowman.
I told
you it's pretty sketchy, right? It's a pretty sketchy place.
So once he took out that... And then all the girls saw it. They all walked up to him.
Oh, wow.
And then one of them just start lying down and let him fingering her.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
That's
was
so
crazy.
Wild.
I know. And then there came another couple sitting beside us. And they were like, okay, so we're not the only couple in here. Those girls, they would thought, oh, they might want something. That's why the couple came together.
Yeah.
So they walked up to us and trying to like show their tits and trying to like flirt with us.
Were they pretty though?
Mm-mm, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we were just like, no, we're cool. We're just here to observe. And then they were like, oh, okay. So they walked away. And then they walked up to that couple. The lady didn't say anything. She was just like, not me. So... Then that...
Were they an Asian couple?
No.
They're white couples?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't really tell where they're from. But the lady was trying to talk to me, uh-huh. but I couldn't really understand what she was saying.
Okay.
But yeah, so at first she was like, no, not me, him. So I thought, okay. So this might be like a cheat day for him. I don't know.
Okay.
That he could just do whatever, but just with her here. I don't know. For some ladies, that might turn them on. I don't know. I was just observing.
I think it was reading on. And then?
And then.
But probably not in that kind of place.
But no. Yeah. Wait for this.
Okay.
And then, so the stripper started to, push the ass towards the guy. And then the guy, he didn't say no. He didn't reject her, because for us we just say no,
yeah.
And then, so they'll walk away, and the thing is he didn't, and so he thought at first they'll try, they won't just sit on you, they'll get close. Can I try it on?
Yeah. of course.
So they'll push it close and close and close, and if you didn't say no, they'll just start sitting more onto you.
I see.
So they'll test it first to make sure that you're okay, and then they'll start.
Okay.
And then so she finished, not really like a dance, but more like sitting,
grinding.
Yes, flirting with them, and then you can see. The girl was pissed off.
Oh, what?
Either girlfriend or wife. I don't know.
That's weird.
And then you could tell she was like...
Or he looks too happy.
He didn't. But okay. I think
but
she was
pissed. But did he put his hands on the girl, though?
We weren't looking the whole time.
Oh,
so
oh,
we're
I
just
see,
peeking.
I see.
But we could tell that she was pissed. So she started to move to another seat. Like, okay, if this is what you're doing, then I'm out of here. So she moved to another seat. And we're like, so I was like telling Linda, like, hey, she's pissed. And then so...
Oh, so you want your boyfriend to talk to her? What?
No, we're just watching the whole show. We want to see what
really
everybody's
fun,
doing.
I know. That show is actually more fun than all the other.
And it was so dark in there. And you have to be really careful with every little corner to see what's up, what's going on. And then so she was really pissed. So... Her either boyfriend or husband could tell, so he was like, okay, I think that is it.
Okay.
And then so she started to lean on and ask him to put money in her purse.
Okay.
Tips.
Yeah. And there came another girl. They were just keep having girls coming up to them. For us, it's easy, really easy. You could just tell them like no, and then they'll walk away.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that guy just never turned them down. That's something that I find really weird.
Even though he knows that his partner is pissed.
Yes. But for me, I think the reason she pointed to him saying like, no, not me, it's him. Even if she was saying that, but I feel like she was expecting, like, I'm allowing you to do this, but I want you to be the one who say no. Yes.
Which I don't understand. I mean, if you don't like it, just don't go there.
I don't like it. Because
it's kind of like a test to guys, and it's not fair. Why?
Yeah, like guys have really low, self-control. we can't control ourselves.
But it could be like us. We were there to observe, but not that I want any of them to come dance with
my boyfriend. But your boyfriend knows the boundary, right?
Yes.
That's different. It's not like you went there just to test
it. Sounds like there are European couples, right? Because you said she tried to say something you couldn't understand.
Yeah, that was...
So maybe it's a European thing.
Actually, it could be. What? Seriously, yes.
Yeah, seriously.
So before,
kidding.
When I was in Bangkok, I knew this guy, just a friend. And then we were at a pool party. So here came a girl saying hi to me. I was like, hi. And she was like, oh, I'm someone's girlfriend. I don't want to mention the name. I was like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you. And then just a few minutes later, I saw another girl went up to him and they were making out. So I was like, what's going on right now? Your girlfriend's right there.
And then
there came another girl being really flirty with them. And then they were just, I didn't see them kissing, but they were just being really flirty, which I don't think any girlfriend will be okay with that. So I was asking my friend, like, hey, what's going on here? Like, is it okay that he was just flirting with all these girls in front of his girlfriend? And then he goes, no. They're all his girlfriend. Like, they're all his girlfriends, and they all live together
in
the same apartment. Because he is really rich, that he got a super fancy, huge apartment in Bangkok, and each of them has their own room.
Ken is jealous.
Oh, my God. No, I think it's so much work.
It is.
No, I think so
I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
And then that Spanish guy told me, like, for some European, it's normal. So like what you said,
I
it's kind
it
of like
a European thing. But I'm curious that the place that you and your boyfriend went to, did they charge your cover charge?
Yeah. Oh, we paid for the drinks. So
that
just
was
kept
it?
Yeah.
So all you need to do is buy one drink and you can watch the whole show.
Wow.
For free.
And that,
because it feels like
fun.
A live theater. It's like those theaters that you went
like
to.
Yeah, like
right?
You like the ping pong show and
no,
stuff.
No,
with
I
the
mean
vagina.
Like the theater that you went to in New York, the hotel, Sleep No More.
Oh,
because
that
you see
that was
no,
a theater. That was
a know,
really
the name
no.
The...
That was a really serious theater. It was a
yeah,
really
but
good show.
It sounds like a theater because Peggy and her boyfriend
like
was watching. Yeah, watching
show. Yeah. A different kind of thing. But I mean, when I went to Bangkok with a lot of my friends from the States, we decided not to go to the really
shady
dark
places.
Place, shady place, because you saw stories online saying that they
probably
took
away
your cell phone. Probably not. They probably would charge you a big amount of money when you left that kind of place. So that's why we didn't go.
Okay, so one
but
thing.
But your place, that the place you went sounds pretty fun.
Yes.
I mean, if it just drinks, right?
Because it's really fun to try to observe and try to guess what's going on at the same time. So that corner that I told you behind the curtain, it's just half closed. So you can still see the ass
did
and the guy lying down.
Did they do it on purpose?
I don't
know. They want you to go in.
I know.
I think
right?
They could be.
Other guys could see it and they might say, hey,
I know.
That,
oh,
how much?
There's like extra service I can
get.
Right. Okay,
oh my God. It was
because
a trap.
They may not know, but once they saw it, they might want to like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to learn more.
So there was this girl walked out from that curtain. And then she was all naked, even the bottoms. So she didn't wear anything. And she had to lean forward to let the pimp to check her, like, either anus or something. In just front of everybody.
Damn.
It was so weird. So I was looking like, what exactly is going on? It's not like
she
could hide money. I don't know.
Oh, checking for tips.
I don't know.
No, because if she got, like, tips, the pimp has to have something.
But how do you put money in there?
You mean,
I don't know. Put
in
a condom and...
That's one thing I couldn't really tell. It's too far away, but I could tell, like something around here. That's what she was checking. So she had to lean forward, and the pimp was checking. So from my angle, I couldn't really see what exactly she was checking.
A lot of work. Oh my God.
I just personally don't think it could be drugs because they were just doing it right beside us and they didn't say anything. So
So I think it's tips, man. Because like, mommy needs her cut.
I really don't know.
Mommy needs her cut.
Oh, wow.
But it
sounds like our trip to LA was so boring.
I know.
In comparison,
I know.
We did nothing.
We're recording too much shows.
Yeah, we're working too hard. We should have been at least went to like a few strip clubs.
I want to hear something about the Andrew Schultz
show. Oh my God, it's the best show ever.
Oh my God, you missed out a lot.
You should. I don't know. I don't know if you should have gone because you saw a better show, I guess. But because just for everybody to know that Kylie and I, we took our whole team, the podcast team, to LA to watch Andrew Schultz's stand-up special. And yeah, supposedly Peggy was supposed to go there with
us.
Yeah,
I actually got the tickets already.
But
so thanks for sharing your tickets to our staff.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But Peggy decided to go to Phuket instead to see that show.
We weren't there for the beaches and the sunset.
But that's all you remember. That's all you talked about, right? Andrew Schultz was really,
it was really good.
But it was touching.
Also,
it was funny.
I think the coolest part is that he will do a city-specific bit in the beginning to catch the whole crowd, to bring all the crowd to his side. Right?
And the
fact, really cool.
And then the jokes that he made was based on a lot of knowledge of, you know, that he
you
really,
have to have in-depth
really
knowledge
of
the
city.
I think it's so cool. Like,
yeah, it was
he was
really
like
cool.
Making jokes about LA, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, people, they were just like laughing and howling. It was so good. And then
he makes jokes about all races.
Yeah,
everyone. Like Korean, Asian.
Yeah,
I mean
Jews,
Palestinian, maybe a little bit.
I don't remember Palestinians, but Armenian,
all of it. Armenians, but all of it. Anything that you might think might be a taboo,
right,
to joke about, he made all of them.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was hilarious.
Love
it was hilarious
about him, and I think that's his charisma. Because if I'm not wrong, I forgot which stand-up comedian that was, but I think that was him. He make fun of deaf people who bought the front seat.
Yeah, I think that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
And it was so funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then he went into his main bit talking about how he just recently got a baby girl, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
he talks about his fear as a dad, and that really
resonates
with Ken. Because Ken just said that in one of our show that day with Eric.
Because,
Eric.
Yeah, because earlier that morning we recorded a podcast with a Taiwanese YouTuber called Dudu Man's Eric. And we talk about being a dad, you know, having kids, stuff like that. And Andrew Schultz just say the exact same thing, but 1,000 times funnier.
Yeah. Can you tell us what was that you mentioned? Your fear?
Yeah, like as a dad.
Because you have a baby girl, right?
Right.
As a guy, you know what's going on in a guy's mind.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and you say, know the world is against a girl.
Yeah. And just like, okay, I know what's going on and worry that, you know,
what she might be facing.
Yeah,
I think he and Andrew say something.
World.
I know, should I like love her even more if it's like too much? If it's not loving her enough, not giving her enough security, maybe she'll feel insecure.
She'll go out and suck dicks.
And maybe if she has her OnlyFans, is that my problem? Or should I respect her choice?
Or should I subscribe to support her? I don't know.
Something like that.
It's really funny. Yeah. Yes. And also later on, he also talked about how he and his wife having trouble conceive, because I also went through the same thing and Kylie went through the same thing.
Oh yeah, he talks about how his and wife has IVF baby,
uh-huh,
and he talks a lot, probably 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was
like
a long
the
bit.
Whole process, including how he needs to
jerk off in the cup, you know.
Yeah, in the
20
cup
to
get
30 minutes.
Yeah, the whole bit was talking about the story, how they make
my special was about that too.
I was there. Yes.
I was talking about IVF.
1,000 times funnier.
I know.
Too.
And I was talking about my IVF experience, and I was talking about how my husband jerking off in the hospital. I was like, the same like material.
The same material, but his was just so much better.
Why can he be so much better? Is it? So it was so good. I was crying because I never really cried
in any of the specials.
I know.
I was a robot.
Basically, I never cried.
Yeah.
That's just how I am.
Okay, so which part of it exactly that made you cry?
Like the whole thing for sure, like the whole story and how he like built it up. And
because
he
ended with like a super heartwarming note. It's
I
like,
know.
Oh, you bitch, you couldn't
I
do
know.
But he just showed a reel of like him holding his babies. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, fuck you. It's not fair.
Not that. If he's just holding babies and stuff, I wouldn't cry.
Yeah, but that's like doesn't have the normal, story right?
Everybody
that.
Tries to like make you cry with babies and stuff.
Right.
No, actually what made me cry, I remember, but I don't know if it's okay to spoil. And nobody's probably going to watch this, right? Okay,
if it's online. But okay. I still want to know.
I think because at the very beginning, you know how some American people started to talk about don't say that we are pregnant because the wife is putting all the efforts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In English, some people say we are pregnant instead of my wife is pregnant, right?
Well, in Taiwan also, a lot of people say we are pregnant. Yesterday, Cheap said that too.
Yeah, but I think for people who say that out of good intention, I think we should encourage that, right?
Okay.
Okay. So some people will say that, okay, it's the girls who's putting on the efforts. Guys should not take any credit.
Right.
So he did make a jokes about it at the very beginning to talk about, no, girls do all these. Like, guys should not take any credits. So it kind of like, okay, that's like pretty
makes
political
sense.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, yeah. I was like, okay, you made that choice. Okay, good. PC joke. Mm-hmm. And then I think he also, and then he was like, okay, it's, you know, and then he talks about how his sperm is not functioning really well. Mm. So that's why they need to do IVF. Mm-hmm. And then his wife went through all the problems, was bleeding during the process and stuff. Because I went through that too.
And also injection, right? Like,
yeah, and then everything, all the injection make the girl really uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And then so Andrew Schultz was like, I'm so sorry. Because I have problem because he thinks
he's in for that.
Because of him. So I'm making you suffer. And his wife said, no, we have a problem. That makes me cry. Because that was at the end. And that I'm sure that he does that on purpose. Because at the beginning, he said that she's pregnant, not me.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's because of that connection. Not because of the baby. I mean, those are
it's just like
really
a foreshadowing.
Good. I think so. He made the really smart choice.
It was just great.
It was just great.
And I think the craziest part is that he had two openers, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the opener is just one of his assistant on the podcast. Mark. His name was Mark.
Okay.
And his stuff was also pretty damn good. I was like, oh,
the first one?
No, the second one.
The second one
was like a
the second one was pretty offensive too, right?
Yeah,
I think his jokes
still,
was pretty offensive.
Yeah, but still he's trying. So it has a little bit of Andrew Schultz style, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, wow. Like, his whole team is, like, sharp. It's crazy.
Or he said, you could also say that he tried to bring all his good friends to be on the stage and to practice together, to be good together, maybe. I think they're on tour together.
That's one thing, right? But that guy, Mark.
Okay.
He was, like, because I have been watching his Flagrant for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, like, a cameraman.
Ah,
you know what
so
I'm saying?
So you think that's inspiring?
No, he tried to make the whole team better and he encouraged people to practice because
so we should start forcing like
not forcing because,
and
not forcing because
Hazel,
in America you got more opportunities, right? And
yeah, I know.
And
I'm
the
just
upside
kidding.
Of being a stand-up comedian is really high. So of course people have motive to do it. And I think when Andrew Schultz go around America, he takes his team too, so his team will go with him and they will go to open mics because they talk about this on one of his shows.
Yeah,
because Mark I think went to Texas with him to be on Joe Rogan's show, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Joe Rogan has a comedy club there called Comedy Mothership, and that guy Mark also went to do open mic over there, and he say Joe Rogan pays really well for open micers, that even he was paid even though he was just starting out like many, many years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he said his entire trip was covered by just performing that open mic. I was like,
what the fuck?
No way.
Yeah.
What the
fuck?
Yeah,
he said Joe Rogan is the most generous person in all the comedy clubs.
I think it could be because
he got so much money.
He understood.
He's giving back. Yeah.
So he was trying to help these people.
Yeah.
When are we able to do that?
Never. Taiwan money that we're making, no way.
Then we should make some American money. I don't know how.
Well, since we're talking American money, let's talk about Nymphia Nguyen, right? He's a Taiwanese person who's making American money right now.
Yes. 近期食安问题频繁，水中有大肠杆菌怎么办？
快装 Brita My Pure Pro X9 除下顺热双温净水煮，使用业界最高规格中空丝膜滤除水中病毒 99.99%，
还搭配 UV 紫外线杀菌灯层层把关，安心喝好水。
现代人讲求生活快很准， Brita 使用滤瓦专利半导体石英管，三秒顺热100度，想喝热水煮鸡汤泡泡面通通不用等，
而且超低耗能，不重复加热，省电又省钱，家中拥有一台解决生活用水大小事，
快点击资讯栏连接购买哦。
Yes, it's actually really impressive because the other day I was filming at a drag queen performing bar, and the drag queen there was just telling me about this, and I didn't know anything about it at the time. Mm-hmm. And then it was like the whole team.
Everybody was celebrating.
Yes, they were all cheering for her. Yeah. They all hoped that she's going to win because that was before she won.
Oh, so, that was before
she
won.
Yes, yes. And I only knew probably 2 days before she won.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I learned about him 2 days before, or her, sorry.
Before, no, him.
It's him.
Okay,
it's
him. Before he won, because my mom was just telling me that, hey, there's this very cool Taiwanese person.
Who was on the RuPaul show.
Yeah, RuPaul show. And he's my mom's friends want us to learn about him. I was like, oh, cool. So I started to look it up. And then just 2 days later, he won.
Yeah, like, the championship of season 16.
Because he's the first Asian that won.
The first Asian, not just first Taiwanese.
I think the first, or I East think, Asian.
No, the last Asian who won was 13 years ago or something.
Really? Anyway, so RuPaul's
Drag Race.
It's really, really famous in the States. It's like so famous. I remember, you remember 2 years ago, I went to LA and San Francisco to see my best friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they said that they bought the All-Star tickets for that season of the RuPaul show. And it was like sold out immediately. So they had to like wait online and make sure that they were able to get it. That famous.
So
it was like so mainstream. So they were tour.
Wow, it's that mainstream.
It was that mainstream, according to my friends. I mean, they're from California. Of course, California people are really liberal. But still, means that they probably could make some
pretty really
okay money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, because I heard that Nymphia is in recent years, right? Like, apparently his shows have been selling out way before he went on the show because he was just that good. So I think it's really, really cool.
I think he's a like real artist. I saw a lot of his dresses, his outfit, and he sold pretty much all of his dresses by himself.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's really impressive.
I know.
Because he does all of it on his own, no matter the makeup, the hair, everything.
But I think most of the drags does that, but
he went beyond like, just the regular, you know, outfit. Well, he went to a art school in England, like creative art school or something. So I think, it's really cool. I started to watch some of the shows that the Taiwanese government or our PBS have made about him. I think his mom is really cool too, because his mom has been super supportive.
Right. And I think his success has a lot to do with his mom, because in one of the interview in Mandarin, a lot of drag queens all mentioned that their family weren't supporting in the very beginning. But his mom actually said something that actually made me cry the other day when I was watching the interview, because she mentioned, you're giving birth to this kid, but you don't own them. You don't own your kids. Mm. So you should support them. Otherwise, how about like, you know, one day if I pass away, then he's not having his own life anymore. He's just living for you. And he was also, she was also criticizing other parents who aren't supporting their kids, who no matter want to be, who wants to transform or who identify themselves as another gender. She was saying like, I don't understand what kind of love is that if you don't love them as who they really are.
So even if your daughter wants to do OnlyFans in the future, you probably should support her.
Yes.
Well, I may not subscribe, but I would definitely love her.
Right. And one thing that you just mentioned, whether if he is a he or a she, he actually identified himself. Okay, he didn't really mention whether he identified himself as a he or a she. He said that his real name is Leo, But once he's on the stage, then he's
Nymphia.
Nymphia.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that what he sees it is that's kind of like a camouflage for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he feels like it's a totally different personality that he is on the stage. And he could just say whatever he wants, even something that he wouldn't dare to say when he's Leo.
Because he seems like a really shy person.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said he transformed, right?
He said that he expresses that through his outfit, you know, and performance.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I was watching that part, you know, those like superpower, giving them superpowers, or mm-hmm. like 那些超人那些
mm-hmm. superheroes.
Make them into superheroes,
right? Yeah,
right. Because once they put on the costume, they're somebody else. Just like Superman,
they have the energy his glasses, that they didn't
he
have.
Went, yeah, he mm-hmm. went from Clark Kent to Superman,
right?
Right.
But
I
he
think
also
so cool.
He also mentioned one thing, because what we see of him on stage is super confident and very appealing, very affectionate. So for us, it's like we would thought that he's very confident, but he mentioned one of the most difficult things is that to bring that energy on stage and being super energized, because we would thought that he enjoyed it, mm. but he said that's actually the most difficult part of the whole performing mm. for him.
Hmm.
I totally understand though.
And he's also like Taiwanese. He's really Taiwanese. Before mm. I thought that, okay, I heard he's born in the States and then his English yeah. is pretty near perfect. So I kind of assumed that he grew up in the States. And mm. I felt like, oh no, he actually spent a lot of time in Taiwan. He,
right.
he did a lot of his drag queen performance in Taiwan for a few mm-hmm. years as well.
Yeah.
And mm. then he also knew that there was a big limit in Taiwan. You could only do so much, and all the mainstream, all the shows, all the opportunity is in the States. That's why he moved to New York, probably like 26 or 27. Yeah, around that age.
Oh, when he was okay.
When
so
he
that's,
was 20.
How old is he? How old is he now?
I'm not sure. Yeah,
probably 30 something. And then he said that it was really hard for him because, of course, as an LGBTQ, as a drag queen, you already feel like you are an outsider to some extent. And then you're also a Taiwanese, like you're Taiwanese, you're not like completely fit in. So it took him a while to do that.
He's only 29.
Mm,
okay, then, oh,
he's
then
two, two, 3 years
two,
ago.
Two, 3 years ago.
Mm, yeah.
So I said, oh, that was really brave that he just made that decision to move to New York.
Yeah.
And he said that, yeah, his mom was really supportive. His mom went to Italy at the same time when he moved to New York.
Oh,
and then
really?
He said because his mom always had a dream to stay in Italy and learn Italian.
Yeah, the mom is really cool.
I know. I was like, okay, cool.
I watched some of the documentaries on how the mother and son interact. Mm-hmm. It's just, they look
just
like
friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really, really different. It's
cool.
Really different.
I think for the kid to do something that's very courageous, it always needs the family to give this person a full support.
Yeah.
No matter how much criticism or, you know, how they're being judged by the yeah. outside world, if you let them know that we'll always be here and support you, then that's how they can be more relieved and just put all their energy into do yeah. whatever they want.
It's hard though.
It's hard.
It is.
It's hard.
Like,
but
my family totally support me doing podcasts way before we were.
Your family
is
always supportive.
But I think Kylie just did everything on her own though.
I mean, my family's supportive. I know that they'll always be there for me, mm. but I'm kind of like, I want to prove myself. I want to prove myself.
Was there any time that they weren't supportive for things that you do, where they're not really, they don't really like things that you do?
I mean, I'm sure that I would say that deep in my mind, I know that they will always support me. They can't do anything about what I want to do, to be honest. But of course, they probably will prefer me not to do all this internet stuff and I criticize political issues all the time. I don't think they genuinely liked it,
mm-hmm.
but I still do it anyways.
Have they ever mentioned it to you? Like, oh,
yeah,
don't mention so much about your sexual life or all these.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
How do you respond to them? Because that's what I'm facing right now.
Yeah. Oh, your family is saying that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So now that I'm
because of your podcast now or why?
My
or
mom listened to every episode.
Just tell her not to. Just tell
I
her not to.
I asked her not to.
Because my mom has a really hard time because I was doing stand-up. That was even crazier than just podcast sharing stories. I think it was really hard for my parents to do it. I think my dad started to watch my first special last mm-hmm. time after like what 5 or 6
years. He even got friends telling him like, is this your daughter or something, right?
So, yeah, they had this all the time to be like, oh my god, look at this kid. This is so hard to be her parents.
Right.
Yeah, they got this all the time. So I imagine they probably face a lot of peer pressure.
Do you know how does he deal with that?
I don't know. I never asked.
Have you thought about asking?
I mean, I didn't, because my dad is not really like talkative, but mm-hmm. The fact that he actually was there for mm-hmm. my special last year, for me, it says everything. But people told me that he looks so uncomfortable and he's constantly on his phone because he didn't want to talk to anyone.
Yo, you know what I just realized? Your dad is so much
like
your husband.
What?
Because your husband is uncomfortable in so much situation.
Oh, really?
In a lot of situations.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That's true.
He is totally fine with that.
I think he's fine, but he still looks awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
I think just my like husband is a lot more comfortable than my dad.
Still, man.
Really? Okay, you feel that?
Because now you're saying, oh,
that's
dude,
it if your daughter that's grew up like me.
Oh my God.
Because now I'm just really glad that Landon doesn't speak Mandarin yet. Because there was one
thing.
Is
he learning it?
Yes.
Just tell him not to.
Tell him to learn Spanish or something.
He really wants to be able to communicate with my family. So now he's really putting the effort, learning Bopo Mofo, even making really the
It's okay. It's gonna take a long time until he could understand your podcast.
I hope so.
Don't worry.
Sometimes
usually
I mention like one thing that I mention and he's like, that's my privacy. It's Peggy for show, not Lennon for show. Why do you mention anything about me? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's interesting.
Okay, it takes a lot of communication. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
Oh, and for
So your parents, what are their feedbacks?
Okay, yes. So if it's just for the audience, she doesn't really care. But the thing is because a lot of elder people, they're also like sharing my videos, especially the Rotary Club. They invited me to give out speech. So now, at first, my mom feels so proud. Oh, yeah, that's my daughter. That's something that everybody's like, oh, this girl was coming to the Rotary to give out speeches or something. And then different clubs invited me. And then now, once I started to talk, since our first episode together, talking about those, like, you know, my sexual lives or something. And then she's like, could you just not keep on saying.
But did she
like
try
that
to stop you, or she kind of like gently give you some nice advice?
So my response was, it's okay, just don't watch it then if you have so much to say.
Oh my god,
about
you're just
it.
Like me. You're like me 3 years ago.
But now she starts to do a more gentle way. So she's like, it's for your security, it's for your safety. Maybe don't tell people that you get drunk and just forgot, like, you know, passed out or blackout. It's for your safety. It's for
or
your
stop
safety.
Hanging out with Ken and Kylie. I think they're a bad influence.
We're
but
sorry.
Would you listen? Would you change the way you do your shows because of your parents?
I actually started to think about that.
Okay.
Like, maybe I shouldn't mention so much about it because I started to think like, okay, maybe if I want to, there are so many different ways to have good shows. Mm. Not that I always have to talk about things like this.
Yeah, of course, you can talk about so many different things.
Right.
But just once in a while, just like at this beginning of the show.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Like, and decrease the amount, but
okay.
I'll still talk
about
it.
But you won't delete it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Then. That just means you're not listening.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying that you just, you will respect them to some extent, but mm-hmm. you won't change drastically the way you do your shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So just tell them you love them.
Minor adjustments.
Yes, minor adjustments.
Say that.
And tell them how much you love them. Yeah. Give them some money to like, just say, oh, this is how much I make now.
I don't think her family.
No, it's different. It's different. Oh, the fact that you show your appreciation, this, or like buy them, like, I actually, me and my sister, we bought my family like a whole trip to the Philippines. I think they really enjoyed it. Like, booked like the best hotel and stuff.
I'm taking my parents to Tokyo.
Wow.
Yeah, I think just the way to show.
In early June.
With his baby. I'm so excited. I want to see how he's suffering. How he'll be suffering. That'll be good content.
I actually just... Was it you who shared that?
What?
That taking your kid on a trip, the parents aren't really traveling, but they're just changing another place to take care of the kid.
I mean, it's,
I probably shared that reel.
Probably.
Because I saw so many different versions, but it's so true. I think it's true.
I don't know if it's because of you, but the algorithm keeps hitting me that I keep on seeing a lot of kids' reels.
I think it's also because you send me those stuff too. Once you share that, then the algorithm thinks that you like it. And then they will give you more.
But actually, I do. So, you know.
Oh, does London feel pressured?
No, because I'm teaching kids now.
Oh, I see.
And so I really love them and I want to teach them in the right way. Yeah. So, you know, on your save list, you can put them into little documents, like different categories. Yeah, yeah. So one of the categories is kid.
Oh.
So now, like, whenever parents are talking about how do you treat your kids appropriately, them in that little file.
That's awesome.
And you know, you can change those lists from private to public now. You can share it with your friends.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? The kids
we have some shared folders.
I feel
together.
Ashamed. Really? You have a shared
Have shared folders, but
some like, you know, just some ideas.
Yeah, ideas
do
like for ads or for real ideas, or joke ideas.
Yeah,
you can share those kids files with me. Not Kylie, but you can share
what?
It with me.
What? Oh yeah, I don't really watch a lot of baby reels. I watch a lot of dogs. And dogs and babies, I'm okay. It needs to go to that combination.
And another thing that got me start to think about, should I start to change a little bit of my content, is because of my students, because of the kids.
I see.
They're now at the age that they can start scrolling.
That's
and they,
true.
They would tell me, hey, I saw you the other day doing this. I was like, oh, shit.
Like, I will say that now you have all this, that means you made it.
Yeah, because then your reels are doing really again.
Yes, congrats
on the new show.
Congrats. Yeah. If you are nobody really gives a fuck about what you said in your show, right? So
now
made it.
You're pretty big.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You're number one during Chinese New Year, man.
That means a lot.
It means a lot because no one really listened to podcasts during Chinese New Year.
Yes.
And your show still went up. That means your show that makes people want to listen to it.
I think
even during Chinese New Year,
it's hard.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes.
So congrats.
Congrats.
For real. It's not
and
a joke.
And then I think I've been there. So you have so many different roles because I was an interpreter. I was a host. Mm-hmm. I was a podcaster. And then I still went to China to do a lot of gigs that pays a lot of money, like back in the days. Because I was an interpreter. They pay a lot of money. So you have so many different roles and you want to protect all of them because that's how you are now, right? But you're going to reach a point that you need to make some adjustments and sacrifice. You probably need to give away some roles that you...
That's the thing.
You will find out. Don't worry. You'll find out.
All the rest of the students, like, honestly, I don't really care because I care about myself more than them.
Yes?
Seriously?
Yes?
Even if... I've never mentioned it to any of the parents that I'm doing...
the social media stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Till they found out by themselves. They'll send it to me like, is this you? I was like, oh, yeah. But then I just, you know, cancel all the classes when I start to be like, you know, have more other side gigs that I really could.
So you would choose.
But no, these two kids.
Just follow your
I
heart.
I just really love them. And I started to worry that I would affect them. Or because even their friends started to ask them like, is your teacher Peggy from my podcast, because I mentioned, oh, I teach, I didn't even say their names. I didn't mention anything. I just say they're twins. And then people start to guess, could it be them? And then
it's an identity problem.
Right. And then so their parents send me a screenshot of other people asking them that.
Oh, that's complicated.
Like, I'm really sorry to like affect you because they're very low key.
I see. I
see. Very, very low key.
In that case, you need to like hide their identity even more.
Kids,
make it like blurry.
And also because of the things that I'm talking about on the internet, and that really got me like start to think about, should I like, you know, talk about sexual lives, drinking, all these things less, because I don't want them to see it where their friend would say, how can you hire someone like this as a teacher?
I think at some point you're going to have to pick your main
role.
Exactly.
People who still want to hire you as a teacher will have to accept that you are you are a drinker and you have crazy sex lives.
Exactly. Because that's my problem too. That's why my old clients don't hire me anymore because I'm crazy as a host. But now whoever hires me wants me to be Kylie.
They know what the package comes with. Mm.
Exactly.
You know?
If you don't talk like sex jokes on the stage, you'll be like, oh, this is not what we are paying for. So, I mean, it's going to be like a time that it's really hard, but eventually.
It's a transitional period. I think by this time next year, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
But this
I mean,
year is going
to
be
talk
tough.
To us in private and then okay. We'll yeah. see.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This turns into my consulting.
All right, bye. See you next time.
See you guys.